views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to Dr. Pat and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, I'm with you at this time for my last show today. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, in this show, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, I have a special one-hour show. And after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about getting out of our way for prosperity. And then during the last half hour, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, today will be my last show for at least 7 months. I'm going to take a sabbatical so I can move, write the 2014 Good Timing Guide, and write a new book. And I trust I'll be back in August, but nothing is definite yet. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens, I want to mention that if what's up in the heavens is valuable to you, you can still get that cycle information in my 2013 Good Timing newsletters, along with the economic and business trends. Those are quarterly newsletters with weekly email updates. So you get all the cycle information well ahead of time with reminders and news updates. Now, to encourage you to make the switch to my newsletters, I'm offering a one-time special to my listeners. You can get 25% off my 2013 newsletters now through January 26th. Just use our promo code of HEAVENS, H-E-A-V-E-N-S, HEAVENS. To order the Good Timing newsletters, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, the promo code is HEAVENS for 25% off. And also want to remind you that with the new year here, now is the time to get your 2013 Good Timing Guide. It's an essential tool for prosperity. It allows you to select the most auspicious and successful dates for all your important projects and activities. The Good Timing Guide also provides you those timeout periods, which occur 3 times each week when nothing positive comes of the actions you take or the decisions you make. So be effective and successful with your plans. Get the 2013 Good Timing Guide at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, or call us toll-free at that same toll-free number, 877-524-8300. And I also want to announce the next program of 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business. Now, this is an 8-week prosperity training program to teach you about the real bottom line of business, which is energy. Money is just a form of energy, and when you understand what pushes it away and brings it to you, you can easily create a thriving business in any economy. This program starts on April 9th and continues for 8 consecutive Tuesdays through May 28th. It's taught by telephone and website, so you can take it from any location. Plus, there's an early bird discount through February 28th, so check it out soon at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. So what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we have a cycle that's great for taking fortunate actions now, which will result in positive situations and outcomes. This cycle, which is Mars trine Jupiter, peaks today on January 4th and stays in range through January 12th. However, the best date to take those fortunate actions is today, January 4th. We have a lovely configuration today, which is a grand trine with Moon, Mars, and Jupiter. This combination makes it easy for those fortunate actions to occur and push you forward in growth. Note, though, that you need to take these actions prior to the third quarter moon phase, which begins at 7:59 p.m. Pacific time or 10:59 p.m. Eastern time. So take as many of those fortunate actions as possible today. After the third quarter moon begins tonight, it's harder to pursue new starts until after the new moon on January 11th. Now, while we have this great cycle for taking fortunate actions, we also have another cycle which often feels frustrating. This is the cycle of Mars square Saturn. And this cycle tells us to stop and make a plan before taking any action. If you're someone who likes to shoot from the hip, then you probably find this will feel frustrating. If you will simply put the details on paper, though, determine who will do what and by when, then the universe will give you a green light to take those fortunate actions. If you fail to do that, though, you'll encounter bosses or authority figures that send you back to square one to reassess the situation or write that plan. Now, this stop-and-go cycle is already in range. It peaks January 7th, and it stays in range through January 16th. Now, next, we're in the midst of a cycle which can bring unexpected growth opportunities. This cycle, which is Jupiter sextile Uranus, won't beat you over the head to sit up and take notice. The opportunities, though, are there for you to pick up, but you're not required to take action. However, you must take action in order to pursue these opportunities. The cycle stays in range through March 29th. It's already peaked for the last time, but it stays within 1 degree of exactness between January 25th and March 4th. And that suggests those opportunities are especially strong then. Now, next, we have a cycle which can bring flashes of intuition or solutions to challenges out of the blue. However, this cycle, which is Mercury square Uranus, is not good for details. Hey, who needs details when you have the whole solution? Just take the idea and run with it. The downside of this cycle is that it can also be associated with computer problems, car accidents, or making career-limiting statements. So be careful when driving and speaking. This cycle peaked yesterday on January 3rd, and it stays in range through January 7th. Now, next, we have a set of cycles now that are perfect for working out the how of our projects. These cycles, which are Mercury conjunct Pluto and sextile Saturn, are great for logistical planning and details. They're also excellent for important discussions with people in power or control. Now, if you have a presentation to make to your boss, now is the time to do so. However, these cycles are, again, opportunities, and this means that in order to benefit from them, you must take action. Use these dates for logistical planning and presentations to your boss for projects or those fortunate actions. Mercury conjunct Pluto came into range January 2nd, peaks January 6th, and stays in range through January 10th. Mercury sextile Saturn comes in range today on January 4th. It peaks on January 6th and stays in range through January 8th. Now, next, beginning on January 7th, peaking on January 10th, and staying in range through January 12th, we have a cycle that's commonly associated with romance and or glamour. This is the cycle of Venus sextile Neptune, and this can be a great time to dress up for a romantic date or have a professional photo taken. It's also a fabulous time for music concerts, art galleries, going to a movie, or doing artistic work. And if you're involved with a nonprofit, it's a great time to request donations. Plus, this is the ideal energy for forgiveness. If you have an issue that needs to be forgiven, this is an excellent time to do it. This cycle is another opportunity. So in order to benefit from it, you need to take action. Otherwise, you might just zone out in front of the television, and hey, that's okay too. Lastly, watch your money during this cycle, since it can just disappear and pretty easily too. So if your budget is tight, be sure you keep good track of your expenditures. Now, since this is my last show for at least 7 months, I want to give you a heads up. As I mentioned in previous shows, this winter shows up in the charts as having severe storms, particularly for the East Coast, but it can also include other parts of the country as well. This pattern continues through the entire spring, too. So late March is particularly challenging for major storms and earth changes. Plus, on May 20th, we get the third of seven peaks of Uranus square Pluto, the cycle which is associated with earth changes, power outages, and revolutionary energies. So please, folks, be sure you have extra supplies on hand all year long. In case you cannot get to a store, have power outages, or unexpected earth changes, we'll have these issues at least through 2015. So let's all get prepared and stay prepared for the unexpected. Remember your pets, medications, extra blankets, and first aid supplies, too. And get food you can eat without much preparation. This is very important. Now for a tip from my 2013 Good Timing Guide. This week, your tip is this. After today at 7:59 p.m. Pacific time or 10:59 p.m. Eastern time, we're in the third quarter moon phase when it's not time to start new projects. So wait until January 12th, 14th, or 15th to start new projects, and they'll go a lot smoother. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can still sign up to receive your copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I just gave you on this show, and if you do this, I'll let you know when I'll come back on the air again. You can register for it on my site. Just go to askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the homepage. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free. So get signed up. Now, just how do we keep getting in our way to prevent prosperity from coming to us? Is there an easy solution for this? When I come back from the short break, I'll talk about getting out of our own way for prosperity. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you struggling through difficult times? Well, during these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show, Teaching from the Heart with Julie K, and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and even to our own lives. Well, this is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She will teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042 or email julie@mindfocusedgeneration.com.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. This is a special one-hour show, my last show prior to taking a sabbatical. Today, I'm talking about getting out of our way for prosperity. So I'm going to give you some true stories and the lessons I learned by getting out of my own way so I could create a new house and more. And then during the last half hour, I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, last year, 2012, was an amazing year for me. That's primarily because I finally discovered how to get out of my own way. Now, just how was I in my own way? Well, for me, it was old thought and feeling patterns that I had not yet completely changed. I would catch them now and then, but in the meantime, I would still be in my own way. And my typical pattern is to attempt to do too much all the time, and then feel frustrated about not getting it all done within my crazy time frame. I generally have a lot of energy, so I often expect that I can do more than most people would think is humanly possible. And so I often felt frustrated that I couldn't get as much done as I wanted to do within the time frames that I set. Now, another pattern I have is that I then go into frantic mode as the too much to do becomes overwhelming and deadlines have to be met. 2012, though, was the year that I finally managed to make some significant shifts. And the first situation that changed was that I had to go back to Kentucky and clean out my mother's home. Now, she had lived there for 49 years, and I knew this would be a huge job. And I had shipped very little of what was there back here to Washington when I moved my mother here last year. So the majority of the stuff was still there, and yet somehow the feelings of overwhelm never materialized. In this case, I decided to consciously set my intention that the job would go very smoothly, easily, and quickly. That was my mantra, smoothly, easily, and quickly. And that's exactly what happened. Now, I had set aside a month to do this job. At every point, someone stepped forward with the next step, the next person to call, a quick solution, the right tool, or the easiest way to accomplish the next step. My mother's neighbor knew the right estate salesperson, and she knew the right realtor and the right painter. My friend's brother was doing a big sale for the Boy Scouts, and he and my mother's church took everything that didn't sell. And another neighbor and his friend had tools and time to help with major cleanup jobs. At no point did I ever feel overwhelmed by any of the tasks. Whenever a challenge came up, I thanked the universe in advance for having already provided the right solution quickly. And often, the solution came within minutes, and most occurred within hours. I learned a lot from that experience, and it was very instructive for me. The job was a big one, and it had a major deadline since I had a ticket to return back to Washington for a set date. So there was nothing different about my normal pattern. I was still attempting to do too much. The difference was that I never felt overwhelmed by it. I stuck with my intention that the job would go smoothly, easily, and quickly. And at every step of the way, I reminded myself that it would go that way, and it did. I never complained about the job being too big or really challenging or that there was so much stuff. None of that. I never thought about how much more there was to do. I simply focused on the next job that had to be done and what, if any, help I needed to do it. Essentially, I stayed in the present moment for the entire job and never worried even once about getting it done. Now, I'm a Virgo, so I'm masterful at worrying. So this was a big shift for me, and it taught me how much worrying gets in our way. In fact, all worry and complaints are a sign that we're in resistance to what we want. When we're worrying or complaining, we're preventing what we want from coming to us because we're focused on what we don't want. We always create more of whatever we focus on, whether it's positive or negative. Now, the next thing that happened shortly after I returned from that trip was that I managed to set my bathrobe on fire. Now, that's a pretty good trick, and fortunately, I wasn't hurt, but the bathrobe was a goner. It had a big hole in it where it had caught on fire. The next day, I was lamenting about having to go search for a new bathrobe. You see, shopping is not my thing because I don't like searching for anything. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. So I realized pretty quickly that my energy was dropping from just the thought that I had to go find another bathrobe. I wasn't even shopping yet, and already my energy was in the mode of dreading it. So I realized I needed to change my thought right away before my energy went any lower. So I began searching for a thought that would bring me relief. I suddenly came up with the thought that, hey, I'm a pretty good creator. I'll just create that the perfect bathrobe comes to me quickly and easily. Now, this thought actually excited me a great deal. In fact, I was so excited by this thought that I called a friend to tell her about the thought. Now, I live in a teeny town of 18,000 people in Arlington, Washington. So what happened next was completely unexpected on my part. I was on my walk when I had the thought, and on my way back, I walked into the local pharmacy, and there was my perfect bathrobe. Only 40 minutes had passed since I had the thought that my perfect bathrobe would come to me quickly and easily, and there it was, the perfect color, the perfect size, the perfect material. Of course, I bought it immediately, and I was completely filled with joy at how quickly I had managed to create the bathrobe. Now, creating the bathrobe so quickly was another important step to getting out of my own way. I suddenly realized how often I was in my own way just from being in my typical patterns of thinking and feeling. I had my story about not liking to shop and feeling the dread of that type of chore. I was the one creating that, and it was always my choice how I focused my thoughts and feelings. And since the bathrobe came so quickly after I changed my story, I also realized how much agony I was creating for myself by prolonging my focus on what I don't want. So between the project to clean out my mother's house and then creating the bathrobe in 40 minutes, I made major shifts in my patterns. Then came my ultimate creation. I knew from my cycles that I had a very high probability of buying a house in November or December. I'd been renting a wonderful house for over 9 years, but now that my mother was out here, I began to think about how we could save money if we had a house in which both of us could live. Between the two of us, we spent over $7,000 per month for rent and services, and at the end of the day, we had nothing to show for it. But here it was the end of September, and I wasn't motivated to go look for a house. Remember, I don't like to shop, and plus it would mean moving, which is a lot of work. So I wondered how that cycle would work out, but I did nothing. Then one Sunday, I wanted to take a walk to the river, but didn't have time. I needed to go to my mom's place. My intuition was screaming at me to walk to my mother's facility, so I did. That was when it happened. I walked right past an open house on my way there. And it was a cute house, so I decided to go in and just see what it was like. And at that moment, I really had no expectations at all. I was simply open to the possibility that in some way, I might be able to buy a house, even though I had no idea if I could do so. Well, both the house and the yard were fabulous. I loved the place, and it even had two big rooms for my business. It had hardwood floors, so my mother's wheelchair could roll in it easily. And the bathrooms were big enough for her, too. However, it needed a few changes to make it workable for me, especially my business, and the place was smaller than the house that I'm in. So shortly after that, I began praying the prayer of leading. Universe, if this house is for me, expand it, and if not, take it away. I ended up going back a week later to measure the place, and it turned out it was big enough for me. The realtor then asked, what was the next step? I told him I needed a contractor to look at the place and give me some estimates. Well, he knew a very high integrity and excellent contractor, and we all met back there a few days later. Now, this was on October 10th, the last best day of 2012. The contractor gave me some reasonable estimates, and he had some good solutions for the fixes I needed. The realtor suggested that if I wanted to put in an offer that night, which would put me in first place, then I could put in an offer contingent on the final bid. Now, I knew that was the last best day of the year to put in an offer, and that's exactly what I did. It was accepted, and in great joy, I went off to get a mortgage. Now, that part turned out to be harder than I had imagined. My mother didn't have a credit score. She's now 92, and she hadn't used a credit card in probably at least 10 years. So she couldn't be on the loan, and that meant her income couldn't be counted either. Did I give up? No way. I started thanking the universe in advance for having already provided the perfect mortgage. Over and over, I did this until the perfect mortgage popped into my head. I decided to ask my mother's trust fund if they would get the mortgage. Now, my housemate reminds me that I had talked repeatedly about not wanting a mortgage because I didn't want a lot of debt. Well, guess what? I didn't get the mortgage. My mother's trust fund did. Imagine that. I created a new house, and I never even signed a single document for it. I could just as easily have won the money for the house, too. It was just a matter of my focus. I got out of my way several times by being open to the possibility of having my own house again. I trusted my intuition and asked the universe for guidance. And I thank the universe in advance for the perfect mortgage, and that's what I got. I hope these stories help you to get out of your way, too. So enjoy. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email julie@mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Now, right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I'll also be taking callers in the next segment. And at the end of the show, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, we have enough callers for this particular segment, but we'll be taking callers for the next segment, too. And before I take your calls, I want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by getting my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. Call my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do, Madeline, and Happy New Year, and it's very sad to hear you go.
Oh, you're so sweet. I've so enjoyed working with you all these years, Benny. You've been fantastic.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and it has been my utmost pleasure to do so.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So let's start things off with Christine. She's calling in from Seattle. She's got some business ventures to maybe think about or out there in the open. Her birth date is 10/31 of 68. At 12:47 p.m., and she was born in good old Houston, Texas. So, Christine, welcome to Cosmic Connections.
Thank you, Benny, and you got that right. Good old Texas. Glad to be here.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, buddy.
Oh, gosh. Hi, Christine.
Hi there, and I just want to say Happy New Year to both you and Benny. Benny, you do just an awesome job with everything and love it. And, Madeline, I'm just in awe of you, and so will miss my Fridays at 11 a.m. with you. So,
thank you.
But I look forward. I know you're going to be back, so I'm going to gear
will.
Up for that. And
I'll be back. People. Yeah. Exactly.
To,
so, go ahead.
I have business ventures that I've been involved with one now for. I'm going into my third year, and then this other one I started in December. And so I'm just kind of like, I'm just wondering where my focus should be, if you can see anything that I should be aware of. And
what kind of business ventures are they?
Well, one is marketing. Well, both are marketing, but one is particularly sales, and the other one is more marketing. It's more on the marketing end. So, So I'm just, the sales one has been going really well. I've exceeded my goals for 2 years now.
Okay.
And
are you wanting
I'm
to pare
really well.
Down to one of them, or are you just wanting to keep both of them
Oh, I'll
going
be carrying
or?
Both. Sure. Mm-hmm.
You're going to keep both of them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, what I see here is that you're not quite there, but you're getting very close to a career peak. It's not going to happen this year, but it will happen next year. And this only happens once every 29 years. So it's fairly, yeah. So whatever you're doing, I would recommend you keep doing it. Number one, because it would be challenging to start anything new at this point. You see, you wouldn't have enough time to build up the momentum and the credibility. You see, but to keep doing something you've been doing over a long time, you know, so that you can really take advantage of that career peak next year would be the ideal thing to do. Now, right now, you have a cycle that is associated with having a lot of responsibilities, and at the moment, yeah, that feels right, doesn't it? A lot of responsibilities. And at the moment, it probably feels like there's a bunch of frustration going on as well. Kind of a stop-and-go pattern, like maybe you got the energy to go, and then yeah, you start down the path, and oops, we have to stop and go back and handle this first, that kind of a thing. So
like you've been watching me.
What's that? Yeah. Well, just all these lovely things just show up in your chart, of course. And so, you know, the next week to week and a half, you'll probably still have some of that stuff going on, but it'll pass. And what the universe wants you to do is to sit down and write your plan.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, okay. If you would sit down and write your plan instead of keeping it in your head, the universe will give you a go, a green light, and then you can go.
Write my plan down. Okay.
Yeah, write your plan down for both the marketing and the sales job.
Because the marketing, the second one, I've been actually working on that in my mind for the last 20 years. So this is the time that I'm like, yes, this needs to happen now. So I kind of think it's new, but it's not new. By no means is it new, but I think you're right. That totally resonated with me to write it down.
Right. Because once you write it down, you get a more clarity about who's doing what by when.
Right.
That's really what you're asking, you know, who's going to do what by when. And so, you know, frequently nowadays there's things that we have to do to coordinate with other people and stuff like that. So it gets to be a collaborative effort pretty quickly, and, you know, everyone has to be able to meet their commitments in order to make it all work. So I would do that. That's your most important thing at the moment. And, you know, you have some interesting things that have been going on for you over this period of time. It looks like you've had some changes in the last year or so. And maybe some of them might have even changed, not just you personally, perhaps with more independence or freedom, but also your relationship. So this is still going on. And you still have great opportunities for growth and for, you know, growing both yourself, but just be careful about that piece because sometimes it comes on as weight. You may not want to grow yourself that way. there's other ways to do it, of course. And what's coming up now for you are these unexpected growth opportunities, and so I would just keep your eye open for them and have your plan and just be open to possibilities.
Okay. Yeah, that
okay?
sounds... Okay? Oh, that sounds really good. It sounds like that fits and works with what I feel like I'm going through.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you for calling me, and I hope to have you listen
again
when
I come back. And I'm glad that you have a new robe.
Oh, yes. Much better than the burned up one.
Thank you, Madeline, and a new robe.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks, Christine, for calling in. Leaves another line open here at Cosmic Connections with Madeline, being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I think we have time to maybe get another one started there, Madeline. Let's take Megan. She's calling in from Seattle. Let's bring her through. She's looking forward to the new year like a lot of us, and July 26 of 58 is her birth date. She was born at 6:11 in the morning, and looks like she was born locally in Seattle too, so that's good to hear. And Megan, welcome to the show.
Well, hi, and happy new year to you both, and once again, I'm going to miss listening to you too.
but I wish you
the happiest of happy new years and all your ventures.
Oh, thank you. So how can I help you today?
Well, I was just wondering if you could just do a quick little look over and see if, you know, what's up for me.
What's up in the new year here?
Yeah.
And now, is anything in particular jumping out at you lately?
Maybe my location where I'm living, if this is where I'm going to move.
You do have the potential to move this year. It's not that you have to move, but it may feel like you're sort of being pressured to move or to make some kind of change to your home situation. Is everything, is there any possibility you might move for your career?
No, I don't think so. Just
okay.
If the case comes up, just to stay close to where I live so I don't have to drive far.
Right. Yeah, so is moving something you're thinking about?
Well, I think eventually here, I'd say in the next year, you know, if it comes up, it'll probably be happening. I just don't know when or, you know, like you said, I don't feel the total pressure right yet. I like you, just cleaned out my mom's house and
right.
wrapped that up. And so it's just like, maybe a little breather until I have to.
Exactly. Well, when you clean out your mom's house, you see, what happens is you create movement. You create more energy, you know, because you've moved a lot of energy. And so a lot of opportunities, there's space for something to come in. This is one of the reasons why people, you know, do spring cleaning and all this other stuff, because it, you know, every time you recycle a bunch of stuff or donate things you're not using or whatever, you create space for new opportunities to come into your life. Your house is full up all the time. You know, the universe really can't send you anything because it's like too stuffed. You know, you know, it can't hold any more, and your environment is always your, All right. Hang on, Megan. We're going to take a quick break here. Okay. So, listeners, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls that I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousTreePatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Saskia Roel, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Now, right now, I'm taking one or two callers, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for this last show. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. And before I take your calls, I want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
Well, I think we're going to finish up with Megan, correct?
Oh, yep. That's right. Yep, We've got to finish up with Megan.
Let's go and finish her up.
Is Megan still here?
She is.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay, good. Now, we were talking about the possibility of you moving, right?
Yeah.
And what I was going to tell you about that is that you have a period which looks like about 3 years in which you could move.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like, you know, it could be this year, it could be next year, it could be the year after. You know, it's not imminent that you have to move, but you may feel some pressure in that way to do that.
Okay.
So thank you for your call, and I appreciate you calling in and listening to the show.
Thank you, and I'll miss you. Hope you're back in August.
I hope so, too. You take care.
All right, let's quickly jump off to Cheryl. She's calling in from Tacoma, and she's wondering, is there a possible career change on the horizon for her? And Madeline's birth date is August 3rd of 62 at 8:09 in the evening, and she was born locally as well in Tacoma. So, Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Hi, well, Cheryl.
Hi. It is sad to hear that you're leaving for a while, but hopefully it's a good move for you.
Yes. But it'll take me a little bit of time to get moved and get my mom moved and
do things like that.
write a couple of books. Yeah.
Right. We're just finishing a house sale and all that, too, so I understand that.
Yeah.
My question is about career, when and how. Well, I don't know. I guess when is the question, and then what kind of transition?
Well, what kind of career change are you contemplating?
Well, I work in the same job that I've worked for quite a long time with developmentally disabled, and I'm trying to kind of do more entrepreneurial kind of things.
What kind of entrepreneurial things are you thinking of doing?
Well, working with different modalities like Reiki and that type of thing.
Okay. So more on the energetic level.
Yes.
Yes, I see. Well, you also, interestingly enough, you're maybe next year or right after next year, one of the two, you will hit your career peak as well as that lady who was right before you. And so you will, you know, it's a little bit hard to say go for it now because you would kind of miss your career peak, if you see what I mean, if you change now.
Okay.
So you have probably about a year and a half, maybe a year, before you're going to hit this career peak. And then it'll last for about, you know, another year. Maybe a year and a half. And, you know, you only get these once every 29 years. So, you know, it would be a shame to kind of miss that, if you know what I mean. I would probably recommend you do the Reiki on the side and start building it up.
Okay.
You know, evenings or weekends for a couple, you know, for like a couple of years. And then during this time, go through and do your, you know, save money for your business and start doing your planning of what is it going to take to fill up hours, you know, so that you can literally support yourself with that.
Okay.
Start talking to other people who have made the transition. How
okay.
did they do it? How much money did they have to have in the bank in order to make it work, you see? And
okay.
And so I would do all that without making, you know, a major shift immediately because, you know, you really want this to work out, you know, in the next, I don't know, year and a half for you to be able to have that. You know, sometimes you get more responsibilities, but you also often get more money with it. And that could be helpful to you in making the transition.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, right
well, that
now,
actually,
go ahead.
That actually feels better than just jumping. So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it does. And right now it looks like you're at a point in time where you might be feeling self-doubt. It's a fairly common situation. If that happens to you, I would just notice it. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. But I wouldn't feed it. I wouldn't focus on it. I would just let it go and realize that, oh, maybe I have some self-doubts because I haven't done this before, at least maybe not in this lifetime, you know, but the universe is going to guide me along every step of the way. So I don't have to worry about that, you see. And,
okay.
You know, so I wouldn't do that. And I would, when you're ready, I would contact me to get a date and time for you to start your business with the state. Because even though you won't necessarily need to start a business, won't be required to start a business with the state until you make a certain amount of money, what we find is that they don't pay off. They don't grow until you start. The businesses never get off the ground until you get a business license or an incorporation, LLC, something, some legal structure. They just never get going. So I would do that, too. Okay?
Okay.
Good
okay.
luck. You take
right,
care. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. So, Benny, do we have time for one more caller?
Unfortunately, madam, we have 2 minutes left in the show.
I don't think we're going to do it. Let me give my prosperity tip of the week, and this week your tip is this. Did you notice in my stories that the things which changed the outcomes for me cost me nothing? Yet in each case, I created my intention. Now, we don't realize that when we're telling our stories, worrying or complaining, that we're setting our intention for the future. But that's exactly what's happening. And so ask your friends and family members to help you monitor your stories and thoughts so you get yourself back on track quickly when you happen to get off track. Then register for 8 keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business so you can create the work or life that you want for yourself. And remember, you can get the early bird discount now through the end of February at askmadeline.com. And I'm going to miss everyone over the next several months, but I'm going to be pretty busy, so look for my show again after my sabbatical is finished, probably in August or perhaps a little later. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And remember to order your 2013 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And be sure to take advantage of the one-time listener discount of 25% off on the 2013 Good Timing newsletters now through January 26th. The promo code is Heavens, H-E-A-V-E-N-S. And you can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. Again, that number is 877-524-8300. Enjoy 2013 and your creations. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Are you struggling through difficult times? Well, during these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show, Teaching from the Heart with Julie K, and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and even to our own lives. Well, this is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She will teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042 or email julie at mindfocusedgeneration.com.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.